You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. The last election is barely over, and already candidates are lining up for the next one. President Donald Trump broke the record, officially announcing a 2020 re-election campaign hours after taking office. Locally, Stephen Brisse from Wallkill filed a statement of candidacy on December 18th to run in New York's 19th congressional district against Kinderhook Republican John Faso. And north of the WGXC listening area, 27-year-old Bernie Sanders delegate Patrick Nelson has filed papers to run against Republican Elise Stefanik in 2018. Carrie Allen reports in the Register Star that the Greene County Youth Fair and the Columbia County Fair will each receive $89,285 to offset the cost of improvement and renovation projects from a grant Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on January 30th. Greene County Agricultural Society President Alex Junk said, quote, "As one of very few fairs across the country that still offers free admission and entertainment, we rely on generous support from donors as well as the Greene County Legislature to operate. Any support we receive helps in our mission to highlight the importance of agriculture and honor local kids who keep this legacy alive. This particular grant is a huge opportunity for us and Greene County," end quote. The 63rd Greene County Youth Fair will be July 27th through 30th at Angelo Canatown Park in Cairo. The 177th Columbia County Fair is Labor Day weekend, August 30th through September 4th. Marie J. French and David Jambuso report in Politico New York that two companies with oil terminals in Albany say they have no plans to work with the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline. The two proposed 178-mile pipelines would move crude oil from the Port of Albany to New Jersey and gasoline, diesel, and other fuels north to Albany. In filings with the state, Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings said it would build a pump station at the Global Partners Terminal in the Port of Albany. But both companies say they have no plans to work with the pipeline. Quote, "Buckeye has no involvement in the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline project and is not aware of any potential connection of the Pilgrim Pipeline to the facility," end quote, the company wrote in a December 31st letter to DEC. Quote, "Pilgrim New York must acquire access to multiple properties along the pipeline route, a Herculean task in light of the uniform opposition to the project in both New York and New Jersey," end quote, Global wrote in a December 1st letter to DEC. Read the full story in Politico New York. And William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that local residents are asking the Ulster Town Board to formally oppose the proposed Pilgrim Pipeline. Rosendale, Kingston, Catskill, Ravenna, and other towns along the proposed route from Albany to New Jersey have opposed the project. One pipeline would pump Bakken crude oil south, and the other would send refined materials north. Town Supervisor James Quigley said he would ask local firefighters about pipeline risks and what additional training would be required to protect local residents. Quote, "If and when it is demonstrated that the pipeline is going to adversely impact the citizens in the town, we will fight it. But we haven't gotten to the part of having to focus on it because I believe it isn't going to happen because the opposition has already beat them," end quote, Quigley said. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom/wgxc.org to find these stories and more.